Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we'll be taking your calls, answering your questions, and giving you advice. The number is 646-716-9663. I feel very pleased to have with me Katie Kozalski. Am I murdering that last name? Would you pronounce that for me?
You're very close, Kozalski. People just call me Katie K. I go by Katie K, so
Katie,
you call me that.
Katie K, are you Polish?
I am Polish. I am.
Oh, I'm half Polish and half Mexican. I still make pierogi and still do some of those old Polish dishes. So I can appreciate the very strong, intuitive, psychic genes that the Polish energy sometimes brings to the plate. Katie, tell us about yourself.
Well, like I said, first of all, I'm so excited to be here. I had written down on a list of to-dos about, I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago, contact Star, and I never did. It was still on my list, and then somehow here I am. So the power of manifestation, right? I wrote it down, and somehow I managed to find you. So I'm so excited to be here. My name is Katie. My last name is Kozalski, but I do go by Katie K. I started that a couple years ago, and it stuck. Everyone knows me as Katie K. I'm based in Manhattan. I am an intuitive. I'm a coach. I am an energy worker, and I focus a lot on play, and I love humor. I love laughter. I love joy. And so, you know, when I work with my clients, everything I do, everything I write, everything I put out into the world is, you know, I'm all about keeping things simple, keeping things fun, and keeping things light. So that's pretty much, you know, me in a nutshell.
Well, tell us about your first spiritual incident, awakening. Tell us what that was like when you got it, you know.
My incident, well... my incident was, I love that we're calling it an incident, first of all, that's funny, my incident, this is one of my favorite stories, and, you know, I had had sort of a rough go in my 20s. I had a lot of challenges in my life, and, you know, I moved to New York to be an actress and a singer, and slowly I kind of began to spiral into sort of a not something that I wanted to be. And I was working in the liquor industry, and I had a string of really bad boyfriends. And then it got so bad that I had sort of like the worst of the worst boyfriends, if you would call him that. And I always feel bad telling this story because I love him very much because I learned so much from him. But he was a really stinky boyfriend. And I was working one night, and he stood me up at work, and I was working as a Scotch ambassador at the time, which means a Scotch ambassador goes to bars, buys people drinks, and drinks with them. So obviously, you know, I was not spending my time in the most productive ways, other than drinking scotch. I was very good at that. And he happened to stand me up that night at the bar. I was so upset, so devastated that I couldn't even drink, which was like, you know, people thought the world was ending. And I was walking home, and I was feeling so low, the lowest of the low, the lowest I think I've ever felt. And I was feeling so rejected, and I know for a fact that the thought crossed my mind, I wonder if anyone would care if I was still here. And I was crossing the street, and I actually got hit by a taxi. This taxi cab came out of nowhere and hit me, but what was so incredible about it was that I didn't get hurt. I literally bounced off the taxi. I rolled in the street. I popped up instantly, and checked my elbows, checked my knees, checked my face, you know, checked to be sure I was still intact. And I just walked away. I started to, you know, walk away, and all these people came running and screaming and said, "Oh my God, you just got hit by a taxi. How did you do that? You just got right up. You're supposed to be dead," blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I just stood there stunned, and I said to somebody, I said, "You know, I'm okay." And they said, "You can't be okay. You know, you've got to go to the hospital." And I said, "No, I'm okay. I'm just not like everyone else," you know. And it was this really interesting moment, because it was sort of, people talk about these instant awakenings where you sort of instantly understand things. And I knew in that instant that, you know, I wasn't valuing myself. I wasn't honoring myself. I wasn't taking advantage of my gifts. And I had so much to offer. And it really changed my life in an instant. And after that, I sort of said, "That's it. No more. Game on. I, you know, I am not playing this part anymore." And I began to change my life, like, instantly. It was very cool.
Well, that sounds wonderful. You know, there are many, many stories of people having that exact moment where something miraculous occurs, and they have that realization that they are not like other people. And that can be very scary, and that can be very empowering. So you're working on a book, The Modern Girl's Guide to Spirituality. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about who the modern girl is? And
sure.
How are we going to guide her?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I happen to be in my 30s, so I am a modern girl, and, you know, I happen to be exposed to spirituality and teachings, and, you know, I've been studying for quite some time, and I got the reason why I got the concept to put this book together in this format is people have always thought of me as sort of a real-life Bridget Jones, just in the sense that I am sort of the everyday woman. I'm your very relatable girl. I'm your girlfriend. I'm, you know, people like me and people get me, and I speak in a language that is pretty clear and easy to understand. And so, you know, I've just been told time and time again, you know, "You're so wonderful because you make things accessible. You make things easy to understand. You teach in metaphors that I get." So I took, you know, my favorite spiritual teachings, sort of the essentials, you know, in my opinion, you know, things like non-attachment and discernment, say, for example, and I explain them in ways that we can understand modern-day women, and it's not just for women. You know, men can obviously read this book too, but it's about putting things in a language that we speak today, and, you know, we speak about things like computers. You know, we speak about things like Facebook, and so I use things like computer systems, things like Facebook, cell phones, working out, kettlebells, you know, things that people can understand in modern day speak. And I take the spiritual teachings that, you know, can be put forth in quite lofty language and hard to understand. And I know because, like, you know, I've read the Bhagavad Gita and I'm scratching my head going, "What? What's Krishna saying? What does that mean?" You know, it can mm-hmm. be very complicated, but it can also be really clear when you say, like, you know, the way you train a dog. You know, the way you teach a dog that there are certain things that he eats, and those are his snacks, and then there are things that he is meant to leave, you know, and people go, "Oh, I get it. That's discernment. I teach myself what belongs to me and what belongs to someone else, and then I know, you know, what's mine and what's not." And so that's sort of the concept behind it.
Okay, you're very, very smart, and you're very, very hot. Okay, I'm looking at your picture here. Is that work in your advantage, or does that work in your disadvantage, or a little bit of both?
To be hot? you know, that's actually an interesting concept, and it can work to your disadvantage. It can work to my disadvantage, because but it's also, it does work to my advantage, because it's what brought me to where I am. And that's a great, that's actually a brilliant question, because that's something that I asked myself for many years. You know, what am I doing being a very smart, educated, spiritually conscious woman in this hot babe's body? You know, how does this work? Because for a long time, I labeled myself as a dumb blonde and a bimbo, and look what happened. You know, I ended up abused and hit by a car. So, you know, what could be a disability could also be a great asset. And, you know, it helps me in a couple of different ways. One, it helps me because I'm relatable. And two, I will say, you know, I've had discussions about this, and I've said to people, well, I don't understand how does the beautiful maiden also be the wise old woman? And this one woman that I work with said to me, well, look, people will listen to you. People will look at you. People are attracted to you. So it's sort of like somebody once described me as the Joker in the deck of cards, because you pick it up, you think it's one thing, you flip it over, it's something else. It's not trickery, it's not foolery, it's just adaptability. And I think that's a really, I feel like Miss America. I feel like that's actually it's a blessing. It can be a blessing. It can be a curse. And I allowed it to be a curse for quite some time. And, you know, it was just only recently within the last few months that I actually finally understood the big picture. And, you know, I looked at many women. I looked at Marilyn Monroe. I looked at Mary Magdalene. I looked at all of these archetypes of goddesses and saw at the times when it was a positive and times when it was labeled as a negative. And, you know, I'm choosing from now on to have it be a positive, because that helps me and it helps tons of women in the world. Does that mean you have to be a hot babe to be successful? Absolutely not. It means you get to decide who you are. And, you know, I think that's cool.
I think it is too. And you know, when we talk about discernment, the smarter you are, the prettier you are, either one of those two alone, there's a very fine line of discernment to walk, you know. So I find that you're very balanced and centered in that. Now, the goddess topic, probably the most interesting thing I'm seeing on your page, is miracles for a sick bitch. And a long time ago, in 1969, I wrote a 7-piece article thingy on how to be a bitch. And, of course, I wrote it tongue-in-cheek. So talk to me about miracles for a sick bitch in 2016 versus 1968.
Oh, right.
No, just talk to me about miracles of a sick
right,
bitch.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of times people, first of all, the title was originally just sick bitch. It was not miracles for a sick bitch. And where this came from is when I was growing up, you know, I was challenged. I struggled like everyone else. And, you know, believe it or not, I thought I was like hideously ugly. I thought I was, I had nothing to offer the world. I was really confused about who I was. And I thought that I was sick. Like, I thought I was sick as in mental, as in check me in to Bellevue because I am so messed up that I don't deserve to, you know, to live. It was really, really intense. And so that was my perception of myself. And later on, I realized, oh, whoa, hold on a minute. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm a human being. I've had some experiences. I've lived. And that doesn't make me sick or mental. That actually makes me powerful. And so I chose the term sick bitch because sick bitch in modern day is a slang word, and it could mean many things. And sick bitch, you know, it can mean like a drunken mess. It can mean somebody who's a mental basket case. It can mean somebody who's neurotic and mentally unstable. But it also means an exclamation to describe something awesome. It means like fierce and fabulous and sort of like it's actually a compliment. So it's a double entendre, and it's a word that could go either way. And so that's the reason why I chose that title. And also it's catchy and people love it. And, you know, everybody's ears perk up when they hear that title. They're like, oh, I want to read that. That sounds fun. It's meant to be fun and tongue-in-cheek, but it's also meant to, like, really make you think about how you define yourself, because it's the same word, but it can mean so many different things. And, you know, I once thought I was sick, right, like mentally sick, but guess what? I learned about healing. That's the miracle. And now I'm sick in this whole, now I'm more like sick as in like RuPaul sick, like, ooh, child, that girl is sick. And, you know, it's just it, the sort of crux of it is the message is the things that we perceive as our biggest downfalls are our greatest assets. And I want to encourage people to learn how to redefine themselves because, you know, we all, as we all know, right, it's all about, you know, perception and projection. And so I allowed people to change my perception. And then once I learned that I was the one with the power, you know, I changed my perception of myself into something really marvelous and magnificent. And that's the miracle. That's sort of what it's about. So I think the message is, it's probably the same, and you know, that's a universal thing. But in my eyes, bitch is in like the slang term now. Like it's sort of it's just like something cool. It's awesome. It's fierce. It's empowered. And you know, I'm moving into this. This is it surprised me. It caught me off guard in some ways because I met a psychic many years ago who looked at me and he said, "I am woman. Hear me roar." And I said, "I am not a feminist." And here I am now, and I'm saying, you know, there is a little bit of a feminist in me, but it's not feminist as in like burning bras and screw men and men stink. That's not what it's about. It's feminist as in redefining the way we see women, redefining the way we feel about ourselves, and not letting that very question you asked me about being hot, not letting that become something that objectifies me, letting it become something that empowers me because it's a piece of me, but it is not me in my entirety. Mm-hmm. And that really changes things for people. It's really amazing.
Katie, where can we get a hold of you online?
Right now, you can find me. I have a website, which is playwithkatiek.com, as in playwithkatiek.com. That's my current website. I'm about to move over to katiekozlowski.com shortly. But if you go to the first website I listed, you can find me there. My email address is there. You can contact me there. And eventually, the old website will feed into the new one. So just go there. You will always be able to find me. Also, you can Google me. You know, I'm on the interwebs.
Okay, I just want to add something. One time, one of my teachers a long, long time ago told me that I'm a woman, a lady, and a bitch, and that my woman should be with my mate, with my girlfriends, that my bitch should return all the things that are broken to the store, and that my bitch has jobs to do, and my lady should serve appetizers in the dining room at the social club. So I know that I have developed both woman, lady, and bitch to be used appropriately. So I'm looking forward to the miracles for A Sick Bitch by Katie. Oh, my God.
As am
Katie
I.
Katie,
yes.
Do you take appointments?
Do I? Of course I do. I absolutely do. And I'm in the process of putting together some really cool new coaching programs. So if you're interested in any of this, you know, just email me, katie@playwithkatiek.com, and I will, you know, fill you in. And I do 15-minute complimentary mini play dates. So if anyone wants to talk to me, that's the best way to do it, is just set one of those up. We get on the phone, we talk, and then, you know, I can tell you about the different ways I work. Everything I do, though, is, you know, obviously you can hear me talking. I'm all about love and play and laughter. So it doesn't matter if you're coming to me with cancer, if you're coming to me with, and these are my clients are most often some of the people dealing with some of the biggest burdens and experiences. You know, my clients have dealt with traumas and rape and abortions and their broken bones, and you know, it's a lot of really serious stuff comes my way because, you know, I have a light hand and a joyful touch, and so it sort of doesn't make everything better, but it's sort of like Mary Poppins, a spoonful of sugar sort of eases the process. So if that sounds I was going to say appetizing, I guess, because I said sugar. If that sounds appetizing to you, then yes, please contact me. I love to connect with people, do these consultations, and help. You know, I'm all about helping.
Well, you know, I'm looking at you here, and I'm looking at your picture, and you know, you're telling me about how sweet you are and how fine you are, but really, really, I see you more as being strong, and I see you as finding the place where a person has to confront themselves. And maybe, you know, I'm very frank and have been for years, and I probably don't do it as gently as you would. But I see you as very, very strong. And you know, I'm confrontative. Like, you know, would you rather die or would you rather eat sugar? You know, I say things that are pretty hard and tough to my clients, which are, you know, pretty similar. Because we're both good healers, we get great big things to heal. I see you as very strong. And I'm not hearing you talk about that strong part of yourself and that part of you that keeps going and going no matter what's in front of you. Like, I'm hearing that you just had this incredible, miraculous change. Your website's changing. You're doing some new coaches. Your work is changing. And I know to do that how strong you have to be.
Yes, yes. I am. I know which picture you're looking at. You're looking at the picture of me, brown top, very grounded.
By the lake or water, yes.
Yes. There's also pictures of me with fairy wings on, having
the
Mad Hatter.
Actually, I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah. There's also that picture. So, you know, I have what you're saying is completely valid, and you know, that's sort of one of the things that I keep the glory of learning, right? I just keep developing and growing and growing, and so, you know, as I learn more, there's more of that power that's coming through, and that's wonderful and beautiful, and you know, so there is a lot of that as well. And yes, I do keep going. I always keep going, but you know, I talk about the place and the light side because I always keep going with a smile on my face. When I was a little girl, when I was about 2 years old, when I just learned how to walk, I pulled a desk down on myself, and a TV fell on my head, and the drawer snapped my finger off, cut my finger off at the tip. And they took me to the hospital, and they sewed my finger back on, and I actually still have that finger. It's a little short, but I have a finger. But after the fact, I was smiling. Within a day, I was smiling. You know, I had just, like, my finger got chopped off, and I was back to laughing and full of joy. So, you know, I talk about that piece of myself a lot because that is, you know, that's the bright, shiny, joyful piece of myself that I love. But you're absolutely right. There is power and there is truth. And, you know, I do not let my clients off easy. You know, I'm very kind and I'm loving and I'm sweet, but you will not, if you come to me, and I'm getting more, sort of, I'm saying that no more Mrs. Nice Guy, you know, I'm like, if you come to me, don't come to me unless you're ready to actually face what's going on. Don't come to me and just ask for relaxation, because that you do not get relaxation with me. You know, you get change, and we know that change can be uncomfortable. It can still happen with ease, but it's not, you know, it's not like, oh, close your eyes and relax for a half hour and I'm going to take all the pain away, as you know. It does take strength. So thank you for, you know, for pointing that out. I am very graciously receiving that.
Well, you do seem to have a lot of light, and I'm really enjoying our conversation. Now, where can we find you on the Internet?
PlayWithKatieK.com, which is, I'll spell that again, PlayWithKatieK.com. I'll be there for a little while longer, and then we'll be transitioning over to KatieKozlowski.com. But either site works, so don't stress yourself out about getting the right website. You can find me at either one.
Katie, do you teach any seminars? Do you travel? do you travel across the country, go to different cities, travel up and down the East Coast? And
I am beginning to. I'm putting together right now a new workshop called, the temporary title is I Am Woman, and it's actually delving into the divine feminine, and I'm calling it the Ultimate Divine Feminine Reboot. And what it is, it's a workshop that helps people, and it's not just for women, men can come as well. Anyone that's interested in understanding how we sort of got off track and how we were once imbalanced and how we're coming into balance and looking at, you know, I talk about tracing back this sort of heritage to the goddesses and through time. And, you know, I'm fascinated with Mary Magdalene and Marilyn Monroe and these archetypes. So that's one of the big ones that I'm putting together. And that one, you know, that's the purpose of this new website. This new website that's coming has it's a lot easier to find the information. So everything will be there. You know, I'm great on social media. I'm all over the place, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and all that stuff. So, you know, there will be lots coming down the pipeline. I'm really just getting started with this, and you know, I started with the play, and you know, I'm definitely getting a little bit more into like the let's get a little bit more serious here, and let's look at what's really going on in the world right now, because you know, as we're all experiencing, there's changes coming, there's shifts coming, there's a lot of unrest and the environment and war and financial situations, you know. So I want to really help people understand and move with ease through all of this, and I'm focusing on the divine feminine just because that's, you know, that's what I'm in touch with, and that's sort of my my area of best knowing at this point.
That sounds really, really powerful, and it sounds like something that I would attend if I had a choice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about some of the funniest interactions you've had with your clients?
Funniest?
A funny story about a client or a funny story about you and a client?
Isn't it funny that I don't have funny stories about my clients? I'm like, gosh, I don't have funny stories. I love my clients, and we have so much fun together. But, you know, I can tell you an ironic story about
one of my clients,
which is, and to me, I thought it was funny. I don't think she thought it was funny. So I had a client come to me because she had experienced an assault. And she came to me because she wanted to, you know, deal with the assault. But she told me that, you know, she didn't like going to her therapist because her therapist made her talk about the assault, and she didn't want to talk about it. And I said, okay, well, you know, I have some energy modalities that I do, and one of them is Rising Star. And I said, well, we can do this. And I said, and it'll help you bring it to the surface. And, you know, and I said, you know, I can't guarantee that you don't have to talk about it, but it's gentle, and it'll help, and I won't make you talk about it from the beginning, at least. So she said, okay, great. So we did the first session, and she was like, wow, that was so amazing. I feel so amazing. You know, I feel great. That was beautiful. Wow. And she left, and, you know, comes back 3 weeks later. And, of course, as you know, every session's different. You never know what's going to come up. And so she comes back for the second session, and I put this different music on, and the music is like, Shiva, Shakti, darn it. The music is, like, so aggressive, and I'm going, what the hell is going on? This music is, like, scary, but it was already playing, and, you know, I know that I let it be. I let this sort of let it do what it's going to do. And so I left the music, and then there was all of this noise and sort of commotion outside the door, and it was walkie-talkies and banging and all this stuff, and I thought, this is so noisy. I said, I'm going to stick my head out there and, like, ask them to be quiet. There's a session going on. And then again, I thought, no, don't say anything. Just leave it. You know, whatever is meant to be is meant to be. And just, you know, it's a little noisy. It's part of this session. Just leave it. So after the fact, I stick my head out, and they say, oh, gosh, we're so sorry. Somebody came in and stole a laptop. stole the owner's laptop, and the police detective is here. And the poor girl that my and my client, poor but not really poor, because I was like, ha ha, see, you can run, but you cannot hide, my friend. The same detective that had investigated her assault was standing outside the door during her session. And she said, I heard his voice. I knew that's the guy's voice. I heard his voice that day. And, you know, that it's really not funny, but it sort of is funny to me in the sense that the very thing that she did not, that she wanted to escape, was like outside the door during her session. And I said, look, you can run, but you can't hide. It's going to find you. So I don't know if that's funny, but to me, I sort of had a little chuckle because I thought, huh, you know, it's just, face it, like you said, face it and deal with it with love and light and let it, you know, let it do what it's going to do. And then you can clear it. But if you run and hide, you know, it's just going to come literally came knocking on the door, you know, like that day. So that just sort of, to me, I got a chuckle.
Thank you, Katie Kay. We're coming up on our half hour break right now.
Sure.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
I'm here with Katie Kay. And we're having a good time telling stories. Katie, people send me pictures. They send me pictures of who they want to forgive. They send me pictures of themselves to work with them with cancer and many, many diseases. I had a pile of pictures in my hand, and the top picture was a picture of a man who repeatedly sexually assaulted a woman from her 10 to 14 years old, and I'm taking the pictures to go and put them. I live in a beautiful geodesic dome church, to put them where I pray with them every night. A woman walks through the door, and she says, Star, I need an appointment. I didn't call. So then I'm just kind of hanging on to the pictures, and she says, I was raped a long time ago, but somehow it's come up now. And I leaned over to shake her hand, and that top picture,
mm-hmm.
So, and it was the same man.
Of course.
And synchronicity just keeps playing. What you resist persists. And if you don't take care of your sexual assault, your neighbor, your husband, somebody at work will have that same personality, that same tone of voice till you heal that. And
yep.
When you resist healing, it will show up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
For you, and people get that it's love and it's God that's aligning these synchronicities for us so that we can deal with them. So it's a very good story, and many, many times things are very synchronistic. Best friends showing up in the same day and not knowing that they each have appointments with me, and they call me a week later. Did you know she was my best friend? No, we weren't working on that, you know. But that happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, how much are your sessions?
Well, it depends. It ranges from about $150. For a one-time session, but and then I have programs that I'm actually really encouraging my clients now. I'm almost on the verge of eliminating my one-off sessions because, you know, for me, you can come to me once and I can do just a little bit for you, but it takes a strong commitment and to really clear something, to really get to the root of something. You know, it took me a lot of different sort of healings and modalities and classes and workshops before I really understood myself, you know. And so if somebody wants to come to me and clear something, you know, I can give them one session. That's going to help a little bit, but it's not going to help them, you know, to the point where it's going to completely clear it out or give them the tools to really be empowered and sort of master themselves. So I'm encouraging more and more my programs, which, you know, range from about like 1,400 to 3,300, depending on what you're doing, just because that's where we're going to get the solid commitment, and that's where I can give you enough time and attention so that as you're going through the process, I can really support you. You know, usually what happens is someone has a session with me, they go away, and then I'm getting phone calls and emails saying, oh, my God, I'm falling apart. I feel really scared, you know. And then I say, okay, great, well, you know, if you do a program, then I can really coach you through this. I can really give you my time and attention. But if you do just like a one session, for me personally, I just find it's helpful. If you're looking to make real change, you know, the sort of follow through, the commitment to a few months, that's where you see the real changes.
And one of the things I teach my students and my clients is the moment you make the appointment to make your commitment is when the work starts. There's so much that happens in the astral plane. Sometimes people make an appointment and they get healed before they get here, so they don't even get to the appointment because they're healed already. I haven't quite figured out that one yet. but when you make that, and most of all importantly, that I truly believe that everything can be taken away from you except your education and your investment in yourself. And when you go to see, like, you, Katie Kay, you're investing in your own personal self-education. But when you go take a workshop, that is something that never can be taken away. Everything else in the material plane can come and go, can change in your life. But your number one investment, not your house, not your car, your number one investment in life should be in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. No, I absolutely.
And people don't get that. They'll have a $50,000 cocktail ring and 300 pairs of shoes at $300, and they're not wanting to invest in themselves. They're investing in the things that make them look good to other people instead of being good with other people and with yourself. It's really important when you do play with Katie Kay that you do sign up for a series of appointments and that you do let her peel that cosmic onion and let yourself see into yourself, feel into yourself, know about yourself in the layers as they come up. Because very rarely have I seen something go bink and heal. You know, and when they have for me, and I've touched somebody and the tumor's fallen out of their body or something, they've already done a tremendous amount of work before they got to me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So please pay attention. Hey, Sean, do we have any callers there?
We've got a lot of listeners. Don't have anyone with a question at the moment. They're all enjoying the conversation.
They're so enraptured. Please ask questions. No, you don't have to. No pressure. I can talk for days, so, you know, we don't need questions.
Okay, can you talk a little bit about, you said you used acting methods, and I'm real interested in that.
Yes.
Have you been an actress?
Yes. So I trained as an actress, actually, and that's my background is as an actress. And what's funny is I was not always a very good actress, and the reason why I wasn't a very good actress was because I was too worried about what other people thought of me, and I was too worried about, you know, how they were responding to me to be in the moment. So what I realized is actually acting, if you're a good actor, you're really not doing anything different than being a good human, because there's a few sort of, you know, the main component of being a good actor is listening. because if you're not listening, you can't react. And so for me, that translates to being in the moment, like as just a normal human being. You want to be in the moment. You want to stay in the now. And that actually takes a lot of work to not go into your self-talk to worry about, you know, like as an actor, was that funny? Did they laugh? You know, like, are they laughing at me enough? Hey, they laughed at that last night. If you do any of that, you're out of the scene. You're not paying attention. And all of a sudden, you're acting to get laughs. That translates to reaching to the fruits of your actions. It's actually extremely similar. And then the other piece of it is one of the other, you know, one of my favorite sort of correlations is that with acting, the suspension of disbelief, right? You have got to believe everything is real. And that's really no different than functioning in real life. When you want to, when you believe in yourself, right, when you manifest things, you have got to be able to trust. And you've got to know that if you reach for something, it's there. It's like miming, you know, like you're drinking an imaginary glass of water, but the water is there. That's sort of also, that's very similar to manifestation and creating your life and believing in yourself. So those are two big correlations that, you know, I talk about a lot. And then the other one is when you are acting and when you create a character, you go through all of these exercises of fleshing the character out. You know everything about this character. You know what the character eats for breakfast. You know, like what favorite color underpants the character wears. I mean, you really spend a lot of time making this character real. And again, in my opinion, that's what makes you a clear, conscious person and also a very good manifester. Because when we're clear and we're conscious and we know exactly who we are, what we're worthy of, then we can receive things in a much clearer way. So I just saw all of these overlaps and I thought, oh, wow, like this is similar, this is similar, this is similar. And so I realized that, you know, I can teach people how to use these skills as muscles, really, how to use the same skills. They work hand in hand. And so that makes my parents very happy because I have a dog and I just kicked him. In the acting world, you know, for my parents, I was saying they're very delighted because I'm able to use my training. And that's actually where I first learned about the mind-body connection. That's where I learned about meditating. That's where I actually learned about energy itself, because when I studied the Alexander technique and I studied the way the body works, and actually energy and movement, I was already talking about arcs and spirals and, you know, rainbows and all of these things that are completely applicable now. So for me, I see them very closely related.
I do too, and it's very important to stay in the now. And the other side of that is people have acted as if their story is them. And people keep repeating their story and keep repeating their story. So pretty soon they believe their story and they don't believe who they are. So when you get them back into the now, when you get them energizing what is, they can become a whole new person and become a great manifester.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, what do we want to talk about now? Katie K, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me at playwithkatiek.com, which is playwithkatiek.com. I've forgotten how to spell my name, KATIEK.com. And my new website is my name, Katie Kozlowski, which is KOZLOWSKI.com. And that one's coming soon, within like a week or two. So either one of those, you can find me, you can read about me, you can, you know, join me for all the fun stuff I have coming up.
Katie, what do you think is the most important thing that people work on?
The most important thing, well, you know, and it sounds cliche, but I think at the end of the day, it's really love, and that sounds sort of cheesy to say, like, love is the answer, But love really is the answer. And, you know, when I say love, I mean self-love. I mean unconditional love. I mean love for yourself, which then reflects in love for others. Because, you know, if I'm going to quote RuPaul because I like to quote RuPaul sometimes. If you can't love yourself, how are you going to be able to love anybody else? And so it's really hard for us to love ourselves. It really is. And, you know, to me, I just found for myself personally, that was where most of my disease and unrest was laying, was the fact that I really didn't love myself. And I'll never forget, I was at one of my workshops, and this woman who's a very, very powerful medium sat down next to me, and she looked at me and she said, "Do you love yourself?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And this is, you know, after years of work, and she said, "I'm going to ask you again, do you love yourself?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And she said, "I'm going to ask you one more time." And she looked me straight in the eyes and she said, "Do you love yourself?" Like, so seriously. And I went, I think so, you know, because she just kept asking me. And then she said, "Then why are you alone?" Because at the time I wasn't in a relationship, and I was aware of the fact that I wasn't in a relationship, and I was sort of thinking that maybe I should be in one. And she said, "Do you think it's possible that you're so hard on yourself that everybody that comes your way, they're not good enough for you because you don't think you're good enough?" And it hit me like 10,000 bricks, and I went like, son of a gun, she got me. You know, like, I just sort of threw my hands up and said, "I surrender. You got it. Like, you called it. It's true. You speak the truth, woman." And so, you know, even somebody like me who had gone on this journey, and like, I really, that day I sat down, I said, "Yes, I love myself." She still showed me that I still didn't really love myself fully yet, because if I did, I'd be okay with a couple flaws. I'd be okay with not being perfect. And it was reflected in the fact that every man that I met wasn't right, wasn't perfect. You know, I was like, "No, he's this or that." You know, and there's all timing comes into play, and divine timing and processes and all this stuff. So everything was cool. It wasn't a bad thing, but it was a really valid piece of information that showed me that, you know, self-love, love of the self, compassion, all of that stuff, it runs a lot deeper than even any of us give ourselves credit for. What true self-love means is something that most people have not even begun to scratch the surface of. So I think it's that.
And I see a title of some type of a different book or workshop in the future under this particular topic, because you needed to learn it so well, you can teach it so well to other people.
Right, right.
I remember, you know, when I was like 45, I thought I was like so spiritual and so cool, and I'd see somebody on the street, and I'd go, "Oh, that poor person, they're probably going to take their money and spend it on alcohol. I'm not going to give them any money. Oh, here's some healing." And now that I'm like 76, I look at a person, I send them healing without even having any judgment. Okay, that person needs healing. That person's without thinking about the person. And I go, wow, when I was 40, I would go, you know, go through my judgment and then send them the healing. And now that I'm in my 70s, I'm not even going through the judgment. I'm just, oh, that person needs a healing. Oh, that person needs a healing. That person needs love. And it's really amazing if you track through the decades, you know, because I took my first class in 1958. I've had a lot of time,
yeah,
to track through things. You track through the decades and you go, oh, yeah, I'm cool, I'm good, I'm great, I've done this work, I've lived with this teacher, or I studied with that teacher, I've worked on this myself. And you look back, and you can look back at your journals, and you can look back. You're still growing all the time. I'm still getting certifications online. I'm still reading 4 or 5 books a week. And I think it's really important that you educate yourself, that you love yourself, not to even have to judge something outside of you, but be willing to love it and heal it without even having to have a thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that whole, I thought I knew it in my 40s, and oh, great, I taught it all in my 50s, you know. And it changes so much, and because becomes so much more light and so much more powerful. as you grow older and hopefully wiser. Sometimes those two don't go in hand.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to be doing The Modern Girl's Guide to Spirituality by Katie Kay, and then her first book coming out in early 16 is Miracles for a Sick Bitch. I'm excited about that. Hey, Sean, do we have a caller there yet? Sounds like he's on the line and interviewing people.
Sean, it's Lou in the coop.
Oh, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. He doesn't fly the coop very
No,
well.
He's working.
Yeah, Katie Kay, tell me, what do you think people need to hear right now at this time and space in now in the world? What do you think they need to hear?
You know, I actually learned something recently about our immune systems and how if our immune system is low, it affects whether we fall in love or we fall in lust. If we have a low immune system, it will cause us to fall in lust and not in love. And what that taught me was about, you know, the way we feel about ourselves, and it really showed me that, wow, so if I'm not, and I'm not talking about relationships with other people, I'm talking about relationships with yourself. And so that means that if I don't love my, you know, it gets back to self-love. If I'm not truly in love with myself, my immune system is going to be low. And then guess what happens? My immune system is going to allow my body to attack itself, which means that if I'm not loving myself, that means that I'm allowing myself to cause my own self-destruction. And the reason why I'm saying that is because it translates into what's happening in the world and what's happening on the planet. Because if we don't love ourselves, right, then the actual world, the earth, picks up on that because we're all creating this together. So the earth itself, the planet, ends up giving itself an autoimmune disease, and then the planet itself ends up attacking itself. And so, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, the global warming and the water's disappearing and the rainforests and the landfills and the this and the that and the war and the blah, blah, blah. The reason why I'm saying this is because we're actually creating all of this, all of the self-destruction, because when we don't love ourselves, we self-destruct. And so when I learned this piece of information, I went, oh, my gosh, this is sort of the key to learning how to heal the planet, because everybody wants to heal the planet. So if we want to heal the planet, we start by loving ourselves. When we do that, our immune systems go up. We become healthy. We become healthy. The earth, the planet, the world becomes healthy.
Well, it's really interesting because the lymph system, not only does it clear your body, it also clears your aura, your chakras, and your energy field. It is the only system that has a double job like that.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, somebody was talking to me, and we talked about the difference between being acid and alkaline. And pretty much, if you're not alkaline, then you have stuff going on in your aura, in your chakras, that is unlike who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you think you're ugly and you're not, then your pH turns to acid. And yes, it's a huge part of what we eat, but also it's how we be. So there's something along the line of that acid alkaline
mm-hmm.
that may be a good addition to your information.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I also believe that the world is in a space where a lot of negativity, I mean, I don't even mean a lot, I mean like a gazillion gigatons of negativity is being dumped out into the world.
Yes.
And what's going to happen is the space where this negativity was needs to be filled with light.
Because mm-hmm.
the war is coming out, the this is coming out, the diseases are coming out. When that negativity comes out of the earth, out of the human race, we better well be praying and well be loving ourselves to replace all those spaces with light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very important part that many people don't get. When they take something negative out of their life, they don't replace it.
with something positive, or if they give up being a victim, they don't replace it with being a master, you know.
Right.
So I think that it's also very important to stay conscious that it something will fill that hole, and that could be something very similar to what was in that hole before, if you don't choose to acknowledge, have the thought of what's going to fill that space.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking very hard that love, healing, and most importantly, satisfaction. So people don't want other people's lands. People don't want other people's money. People don't want other people's anything. Satisfaction fills the spaces where all that negativity is crawling out of Earth right now and crawling out of human race. Light is another good word also to use. So as I watch these things happen, and I run through CNN once a day so I know what to pray for. And I see those things. I consciously work on filling it with something powerful, positive, and appropriate. So, Katie K, one more time before we leave, tell us, where can we get a hold of you?
PlayWithKatieK.com, PlayWithKatieK.com, and very soon, KatieKozlowski.com, and last name can be spelled KozlowSki.com. Either one.
Well, thank you, Katie. Let me tell you what I'm up to. Tomorrow I have a webinar, Your Organs, Your Teeth. Each tooth is related to several organs. When you have a tooth pulled, when you have a tooth ache, it has a nerve that is connected. When you have a organ problem, a tooth is more or less likely to have a problem in it. Talk to me about that. On Friday and Saturday, I have a 3-hour class, 3 hours on Friday and 3 hours on Saturday. It's about E8. It's the physics part. It's the solution to all the energies. It's physics. It's telepathy. It's reaching out into the galaxy, into the universe. It's the formula for everything there is. It's one of the only formulas in the world where you put gravity into the equation and it still works. So we'll be talking a lot of physics. I'll be talking a lot of physics. You'll be listening. We'll be talking about where, what and where we're receiving from space, what subatomic particles are being emanated at Earth. We will be talking about how we can emanate back to these places. So E8, Friday and Saturday. Next week, I'm really excited about my Thursday show webinar. It's Geometric Divine Emanations, and it literally teaches you to emanate geometries from your body to go out into the world, to go out into the space and change the energy in the space. Please go to StoraFuentes.com and notice I have posted extra video classes. And Katie K, what commercial do you want to do right now?
Oh, gosh, I have to do a commercial. I was not prepared.
It's a radio show. It comes to
it's a radio, exactly. Well, I would say if you, I have a meditation, and this is the best way to get on my mailing list. If you liked anything I had to say today, that's the best way to hop on that list, stay up to date on all of the things I'm doing, and you can find that at playwithkatiek.com/playfultransformationkit. And if you go there, you can download this meditation. It's a fabulous meditation. It teaches you how to playfully create the life of your dreams, and it also pops you on my list so you can keep up to date with all of the things I'm doing, the launch of the website, you can know when the books are coming out and everything. So that is playwithkatiek.com/playfultransformationkit. There you
go. Well, thank you, Katie. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. This has been a wonderful joy for me. Always, always, always a joy.
All right, and good evening all.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.